and the Arabic are better than the Hispanic people. But normally, in any session that I speak, when I talk to my students about the Prophet, I'm saying we are religious and we know what we worship, and in the habit of quoting the Quran. And I tell you why what I quote sometimes reiterates basically why what I'm going to say. Now, the title of this session is Agricultural Program for Single and Islamic Development. And because of that, I just thought I'd link it to certain things that I have said. Now, let me go by what I said in the beginning. I said, Alhamdulillah, God to Allah, all praise and glory to Allah. I said, Alhamdulillah, in the name of Allah. Now, when I said, Alhamdulillah, khalaqa al-insan, all praise to Allah, then you open the bracket, who has created the human being. Actually, we have a very simple command. Where Allah says, indeed, you have created the human being. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. Allah knows what every human being even whispers internally to him or herself. Allah says, Adi'a, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to the heart of all the people use than the devil of man, indicating that the closest to the supply of life of a human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more close to that. And this is actually the nature of the human being. Like sometimes we think we can escape certain things. If Allah takes care of us, then there is a great problem of Quran where Allah says, يعلم خائنة العين. And you see sometimes we are saying that and you do this with your eyes. You think nobody notices it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes note of that. And therefore, guys, we think we are in our heart, we can say things. But right now, we are talking to the future, while some of these problems, you know, these things come into your mind, and you'll be rolling around. And all of this is taken care of, and not. And that yet comes to the terms required to be successful. Then I said, Ashadu Allah, and I am not complaining that we are religious, that we know what is in worship. And then I said, who has created? But the Quran says, Allah will never come. Like, we are all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's Allah who gave us our life. Now, and then, in the Muslim tradition, normally you say, Ashadu Allah, Muhammad al-Abdullah, and there is a religious Muhammad al-Abdullah, and he's a messenger for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a messenger, so you think of this as blessing. But sometimes when you speak of listening from my parents, you have changed in the reality or the reality of the reality. And we read all the time with the Jews, we read mankind, just in the television of nature. Yeah, we read in science, it means a human being, whether it's a he or she. And the people generally speak of mankind, and yet they should have said the human kind, the human kind. Now, having said this, let me take you where I want to deal with this issue. Right from the beginning, when we say Islamic personality, now, anything that you say Islamic, it should conform with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Basically, it is either something that the Quran directly said, or the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, and let me just, because of the understanding that we need to develop or to share it. Normally, the Quran is a book of guidance, and because it's the book that is supposed to be saved to the fifth of Christ, from the time of conception until the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put general guidelines that will go to humanity throughout the session. One of the things about the Quran by the way is he does tell the Sister Son all the time. But the Sunnah of the Prophet came to explain what we say, what is implicit in the Quran to make it explicit for us, and he said. One of the striking examples that I read Muslims, among many of them, is that several Muslims, you are very Jum'ah, right? And you consider Jum'ah as an obligation that we go on prayer and there's certain things that we do on it. Now the question that we ask ourselves, the reference to the Jum'ah prayer, that's the final prayer, is made only in the Quran in one chapter.
as well as practicing the whole of the Quran, the exact reference to the prayer on Friday is made only there. And out of all the 6,200 something verses that we have, then when we one chapter, actually the chapter takes the pricing of the prayer, first it's called Surah Al-Jumu'ah, that's the price of the chapter of Jumu'ah, Friday. Surprisingly, there are only the last 3 verses of that chapter that speak about Jumu'ah. There is only one chapter, one verse of all of them that actually speak about the prayer itself. Let me explain to you and say why I started by this, so we want to see conformity. When you say 25, 70, it's either the 30 things of Qur'an, the 30 things of Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or the 30 from what the scholars deduced from the history. Now, in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Allah says, word for word, a command is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا literally, so we are known as that, or you believe, إذا نودي للصلاة اليوم الجمعة when the call is made for prayer on Friday فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله so you make it or you go to the prayer for actually the remembrance of Allah وذروا البيع and stop your business بيع is inherently when it means sale but بيع in the broader sense means any means of earning and all your life is already so Allah is commanding us Muslims to go and pray Friday when the call is made on Friday. And there is nothing other than that in the whole Quran. Actually, the two verses speak about one he says, the second one says, and then the prayer is over, what you do after. The third verse is an incident that happened during the time of the Prophet, where the Prophet was, they said this is the time of hardship and difficulty for people, and people were listening to the ceremony of the khutbah of the prayer, speech that the Prophet was giving, and then a caravan came, and people, because of the need and the pressure they were in, they left the prayer and they went. So Allah recorded this incident to say, وَإِذَا عَوْ تِجَارَةً وَنَّكَ وَنِي فَضُّوا إِلَيْكَ When they saw this caravan or this incident coming in, they left the prayer. But the prayer would have been better for them, and they were taking this case on the So all in all, we have only one verse in the Quran, it just gives the command to pray. That's it. Now this is a footnote before I continue. Any command that Allah gave in the Quran, all the time he tells us that other creations of Allah that we don't know, or other creations of God do it. So if we do it or don't do it, it doesn't matter to Allah. For instance, before Allah says, we go for prayer or command of the prayer, he says, يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. But everything in the creation, whether it's in the heaven or in the earth, glorifies God Almighty. So if you do it or don't do it, Allah will not lose anything. So it's for your own good that Allah is commanding. So in a way, I tell you, oh, I have 1 million people coming to this special. So if you don't come, it doesn't really matter. And then I say to you, it's better for you to come. Right? So, in a way, it will be you who is going to benefit from it. It is not you who is going to benefit from it. And this is what they say. Now, anything other than that on Friday came from the Prophet. And here is the thing. Number one, the prayer itself, Allah says, when the call is made on Friday, it is prior time. Or even Monday time, or after time, like sunset, sunrise. You pray 10 rak'ahs, 4 rak'ahs, 3 rak'ahs, 2 rak'ahs, 5. It doesn't say whether it is a prayer that's about a ceremony or a khutbah. 5. It didn't say whether you read loud or silent in the prayer. It didn't say all of this. I mean, if you want to do the list of the rules that govern the private prayer, you can run through 17 of them. And none of them is in the Quran. Now, where do we get them? We get them from the public practice, from the people who read the Quran. Why do we do that? Because in the Quran itself, in this actual verse, in the beginning of the verse, Allah says, two verses. Number one, that everything will rise from Allah. So this is Allah who has come out. The second verse, Allah says, who is the disaster of the year of Sulaymin? It is God Almighty who has sent the messenger from among you people who will do Allah's measures also.
one that he made the Rasul of Allah. Yes, do I think I have Allah to deliver the message.
Not only to deliver it as an end, the role of the Prophet does not end by just delivering the Prophet, the message, actually to explain it too. يَسْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُفَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابِ.
Then actually Allah says the Hikmah. By the way, this is also because the Qur'an says in the Qur'an
to emphasize the actual role of the Prophet.
يعني, when we are trying to talk about building the Islamic spirituality, I expect you to go into conformity in the Qur'an and then we go into conformity in the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam.
And this is the point that most of the time we make, because a lot of things that have to do with building the Messiah is essential from the Prophet alayhi wa sallam. And this logic right from the beginning is very important.
I can feel no time to detail this because it has been in the Bible that I have been talking about.
So, that's the point number one that we keep in mind when we talk about, of course, building the Messiah.
The second point,
that the one Allah uses three phrases and we see this in the Quran. When in one of them it says, O human being, Ya ayyuhal insan. And normally verses have directly called to a human being are challenging verses. They're more challenging for him. It is not a problem is a she or a he, a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Christian. It doesn't matter. It is the human being as the human being. And this is partial. And normally it's the challenging verse. So for instance, in the Quran of Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insanu, innaka kadhibun ila rabbika kadhan fa-mulaqeeh. Allah says, you human being, no matter what you do, you are ultimately going to face death. And you're going to return to Allah. You have no choice but to do that. Things like how our creation was initiated, we didn't have choice in that. We just put our problems to the young boys and girls and our parents. We have general teachers to get us there. Sure, you know. Did we choose ourselves? Sure, you know. Did we choose the taste of our breath? Sure, you know. Did we choose our complexion? Sure, you know. Now these are choices to make us better. I have no choice but not anything. And this is why God will not ask me of anything, he didn't give me a choice anything. Now we don't even choose the place, the time we die. Even people who think they can go and suicide or euthanasia or whatever it is, it may not happen because anything can happen during your lifetime. Even the incident that takes place, like that, sometimes people are going to try to commit suicide. But they don't. So, I remember they said, one of the ministers in Egypt, the famous minister of Bandar Aram, they said that I was so frustrated to commit suicide. He went to the seventh floor in a building and he jumped from there. When he jumped, he fell on a man on the street. The man on the street died within months. And many times you get people, like they say, slave crash. And the man will see a time to save. Or tormented. And then it seems to be all the up. Because there is a factor that can be determined all by what the other two. Now, this is one verse. The other verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma khalaqaka bi rabbika al-kareem. Alladhi khalaqak, fasawwaka adal, fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. But Allah says, O human being, what do you think you are? You are so fragile. It is God who created you, created in the way he chose to create you, in the fashion he chose to create you, and then in this second you complete one. So verses by these are meant to everyone. And for Muslims, this actually builds that trust in a Muslim that Allah is addressing you for things that he addresses everyone else. Now the second way of addressing, Allah uses a plural of insan. Insan is a single human being. And this is telling that. Now the plural of it is nas. Nas means feet. Irrespective of who they are. Now, he addresses us collectively. Now, let me give you an example. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila. Ya ayyuhal people, we have created straight from a single male and female. And we have spread you into nations and tribes. And we have tried to come together so that you can know each other. And that's why one of the, when we talk in terms of the essential connection, it has the aspect of dealing with others too. Whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, it sets ways of dealing with other people. Not necessarily people who show you a faith. And the relationship is based on a cordial kind of relationship that Allah has. For instance, I remember that Quran is in four levels.
I tell you, what is this verse? For Allah says, all people who have created into males and females and nations and tribes, so that we can come and know each other. So the evidence of the relationship that you have with Allah is to know people. There is absolutely no barrier that you ask people and you see their problems. In this way, Islam acknowledges that humanity is so large, so wide, people have all kinds of things, and it actually opens up for us to communicate with other people at that level. The second thing, it says generally, like anything that promotes good. Any set of these came from. It comes from a Muslim, a Buddhist, a Jew, whatever that. So long as it's something good, Allah is so encouraging it and promoting and help other people to promote it. It is something that you build evil, then you do it right so that you can be part of it. Let me give you this. This comes for yourself. You have mothers against obscenity on TV. Right? People, I mean, they want to clean the TV, they get movement. There is absolutely nothing wrong for a Muslim to join hands with a movement by law. People want to promote, for instance, preserving, say, the environment, or doing things like that. Because this is promote good. So these are good that Allah says, and it's an open thing for Muslims to do in dealing with other people. So it says yes. And this is specifically in dealing with people of the law, and for reasons for that. Unfortunately, given the last 2 or 3 days, this street and Barakah Sami Park traveled with the Prophet, saying things like that, you feel pain. Not because he traveled the Prophet, right? Because many people did that before. Because it came from a person whom you have a regard for the faith of them. Yeah, and also you do not respect Jesus. Muslims do not respect Mary. And actually, you Muslims are obliged to defend his Prophet. And I remember, you know, in the movie industry, it started to attract people to read. I'm very suspicious, by the way, about anything the movies, and especially those movies just about prophets and religion. I always think there's something at the end of it. I tell you my experience. You know, in this movie, the Ten Commandments came, and people start crying. Even though I remember when a long time, I started thinking maybe 20 years back, or more than that, or 30 years even. And we see the emotions of it, although it's fiction. But if there is a certain incident you remember of Allah and Christmas, we get almost every church brought back movies, thankfully, church and schools and music schools, because it was so emotional. And it has a lot of zeal and intensity of feeling and so on. So passionate movies. Now what has happened? When they captured this religious audience, the second movie about Jesus was Jesus Christ 2.5. I don't know who was that. Now, they portrayed Jesus as homosexual. Yeah, in class, after this, but as you know, the second movie was in the making, people were waiting to see, wow, Jesus Christ 2.5. So they really put that thing for them, and then now they got it. Then came temptation. You know, the movie that portrays when they have sex movies, but by the way, I'm a reader. Don't think I didn't even see that, but I read everything. Yeah, and I take a newspaper, I think I read every section of it, so that you know what's going on. So, and now, the Muslims who started to defend Jesus Christ in this movie before even the Christian movie. Why? Because a Muslim is obliged to stand for it. So that relationship is a very special relationship. This is why Allah says, pray, لا تجادل عن الكتاب إلا بالتي أحسن. Yeah, when it comes to the people of the book, because they are zealous of faith. People believe in love, people believe in love, these are other aspects of it. People believe in scripture, although they don't believe in the Quran, but they believe in the Torah, they believe in the Bible. People believe that they share, they believe in the prophets, not necessarily they believe in Muhammad, but they believe in Jesus, prophets of faith, which are descended. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they say in the Quran, or the angels in it, people of those prophets who reject that the prophets were sent to them. And witnesses over that will be the Muslim. And example, the Bible says, Allah will call the people of Lord. Now, and we will speak to them as him to the prophet. They say, no, we'll never see a prophet. We've never heard about him. Huh? And they will say, so Allah says, I think we see. There are Muslims. So they will call on Muslims. And Muslims will come and they will say, yes, he told us that we will spend even 960 years among these people. And Allah told us on the ratio of what he wants to do in Al-Qamiyyah and all of this. Not only this, it tells us how arrogant the people were. Because Muslims are saying, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. I called them day and night. in the alcohol in the world. And then he says, أعلم لهم أسرار لهم أسرار. Like I told them in public and I cried and I whispered in bed. And then I tried to talk to them, they put their hands in their ears. جعلوا قوية كل ما تعرفوا جعلوا أصابعهم في أذانهم. And then I come, try lying. So the Allah says, first prompt you, try lying in your lungs. Because he says, after they put their hands, إن دعوتهم ليلا ونهار فلم يزدهم إلا دعاء إلا إكراء وإن كلما دعوتهم لتصبر جعلوا أطالعهم في آذان وأكثروا واستكبروا استكبارا ثم إني دعوتهم ثم إني أنا دعوة صوتي عنه أي يوز أول كان شوية لا ينهم لسا 50 years to be mine لو نقوم بالدين رب أن يكون مهما تفايل القرآن says يوزيش هذا على الله by the deal of commodity and because of this the first step of relationship, it gives you the right to marry from the people of the world, to be with very good, to respect the leader through that, right? The fourth level for a Muslim, even with non-Muslim, is where Allah says, لَا يَلْحَكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will never disappoint you. عَلِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ If a person does not bother you in your faith, does not hide you, does not mock your religion, Allah will never support you from being good to them. I'd rather use the word and say, oh, but please so good to them. The way you are good to your own parents. What also to delay, and also, after the word just in Arabic, many of you are translated as justice. But actually, this is more than justice. Not just to be just in a case, it's to be even more curious about the person that you want to be justice for. Now, why it passes with our relationship in Muslim customs or non-Muslims? Because this is the area that many of you actually are very good to Now, and this is where Allah says, Ya ayyuhal nas, O people, أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. You are the ones who need Allah. Why would you not? You don't mind anyone else? Sure not. We are the ones who need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need Allah, we need His faith, we need to be guided, we need to be properly directed. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Now, the last way of addressing us, and this is where we come to our front of the land, is where Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu. Now, this is not for everyone. Yani, a Muslim should not go and take a verse from Allah saying, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, yani, they call me him good to someone who does not believe in Allah, who does not know Allah, because that's not him. Allah does not talk to this person. Now, in this regard, even in the Prophet, by the way, if you walk, the way the Prophet is to address people, if he wants to say something general, he says, La ilaha illallah. Why do some people do that? Without specifying people. If he wants to address a specific case for a specific person, he says, La ilaha illallah. Why one of you? Meaning somebody, he doesn't need to use the name. Look at one of the things that, again, the Prophet builds him up, is that you should not put people in hardship without embarrassing people. Yeah, and if someone does something wrong, you don't have to name him. You can see why some people do this. Never in Aswatiani. From here, someone saying something, you don't even understand that word. You know what it is. This is why some people do this. Why is someone still doing this? Why can't you do that? So that you can say it. Now, and then the Prophet himself, it speaks about a Muslim. Like when he says Muslim or Mu'min, and that's when we come to the, this person that we have. So this finishes the first part of the question of conformity. But the, when we say a Muslim personality, it's the personality that conforms the teaching of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as of having taken the Quran. Far from that. Because it's not the teaching from the Prophet that. Any one of us, any Muslim, any human being actually, has a lot of duality in him or her. We are torn between good and bad, based in us. A human being has more tendency to do evil than to do good. It takes a lot to suppress the evil than to do good. When Allah says this, in the Quran, whenever Allah makes quotes, like when Allah says, Nun wal Qalam, by the Nun and the Qalam, Hanun, all these words that we use in English, Wal-Shams, Wal-Duha, Wal-Layl, Iza Yaksha, by the night, and so on. There's one simple surah in the Quran, where Allah puts quotes one after the other, and they are 11 of them, which means to really assess something that's very important. And surah, I assume most of you know it, let me read it for you, Al-Kara. He says, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا These are two words. Allah says, by the sun and by the shade of the sun. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا And by the moon, then the sun. وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا والنهار الشمس وضحاها تو والقمر إذا تلاها لم يصير والنهار إذا جلاها أما لدينا الإسلام التفسير الشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يخشى أما جماية الإسلام والليل إذا يخشى والسماء وما بناها أما يجري والإسرائيل اللوح بلد الطويل والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها And by the head and not the spread. Because in our best of luck, it's like you spread the head. Then, number nine, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And by the nafs, the human called it psyche, whatever you want to give the rest of the world. And the one who created. Now, how many verses are these? 11. Why? Because of the emphasis. He says, فَعَلْهَمَا وُجُورَهَا جَلْوَ تَقْوَاهَا. So he filled it with figure, with tendency to do evil. Fudura says, let me go right, out of limits. Then, with taqwaha, which is the piety, that restrains us. Now, this is why the Prophet alayhi salam says, throughout the teaching for us, especially in terms of how we build our personality, he says, see how much you can restrain your desire. And actually, the Quran has said this fact. You know, Allah says in Surah Al-Yaa'at, فَأَمَّا وَخَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَلَهَا النَّفْسَ عَلَى الْكَوَى فَإِنَّ الْزَلَّةَ هِيَ الْمَرْءِ I read it from you. As for the one who restrains his desire, أَمَّا وَخَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَلَهَا النَّفْسَ equal to her, his abode will be paradise. Because all of the actual last thing of the hellfire is that he will go and follow their desire. This is why Allah even warned the Prophet by this. Even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people came to negotiate the same deal and so on, Allah cautioned. He said to him, لَإِنْ سَبَحْتَ أَخْوَاءَهُمْ لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْإِلْوَاءَ But if you follow their desire, you lose the protection of Allah. You love these guys who are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this was one of the reasons to them. So in building our world, and this is the study that the Muslims go through day in and day out. And there's no guarantee, because life goes this way. And this is why you see in even the last week, these schools. The assumption, the wrong assumption they have is that because you are weak, you are holy. There's no human being who is holy. By the way, even the Prophet is not holy. You know this general statement that people write in the book, especially in the scholars like Abu al-Wadudi, Hassan al-Ali, they say the holy Prophet, the holy Prophet, the holy Prophet. Allah never said the Prophet holy. Right? It depends on Allah. You know, I will try to discuss this as well from Robert, I think it's from Islam, he said normally people in Pakistan from the use word holy as an honor word. But it's much more than honor. You can say the honor word holy. You can say, but holy, Allah used the word holy in the Quran word two places. The Holy Land, Allah al-Muqaddis, and the Holy Spirit, which is his divinity, right? And the Allah who is the In no way in the literature you find for instance, in Arabic, holy means Muqaddis. He has absolutely no place that not a Sahabi, not a companion, not any scholar. He used to say the Prophet Muhammad. Muqaddis means holy. He has some elements. And the Prophet said, in the land of Russia, I am not a human being. Even in disputes, so the people come to me. If Allah does not reveal to me, I have nothing to say, but just as a human being. In the man of Bashar, in the Mulla, in the man, the people in his face, when there's a dispute between two parties. And you see the Torah presents me ahead. There's no evidence, the word against the word. And this happens in this country. When Anita Hill and Torah come to a guilty criminal, Monica, it's a word against the word. I mean, two people in the case, one say, I did that, one say, I didn't do it. And there's absolutely nothing. And if you have DNT, you have evidence that people have, there is still to me a word for it. And this is why the Prophet, says, when we say the Prophet, you can say anything for it. I know from the meaning that they say, but it's not holy, because the minute you say it, it's a holy man. Holy man, and then the minute you say, so look at the mess they have. And simply because they have been for things, in Islam, you can't even see an iman. Because our priority, this is why it's part of the discussion by them, by saying, well, that's khalaqna li insan. What are the rest of this? Like, with some private element, none of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the man is the credibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people chose him as a khalifa, he cried. We were still praising. Right? People went praising him and called. That's why people, he became their son. Now, instead of being inspired by people, people who did this Quran,
He was quiet and he said words that actually run through his spirit, through the Lord. He said, Allahumma innaka a'lam minni bi nafsi. Ya Allah, you know me better than what I know of myself. Every one of us knows himself or ourselves better than anyone could think of it. Because you know our weaknesses, you know where we are faulty. You will have steps, you can try this, but you cannot deceive ourselves. Then he said, Allahumma ta'ala inna khayrun mimma yadhun. And this is, by the way, I call it the peak of the human personality. When you want to be with Allah better than anyone could think of it. This is Allah, we are supposed, One of our writers, I don't know if you read the book by Jeffrey Nell, Struggling with Surrender, especially. He said, one of the things that brought you to Islam, he said, every time you meet up on earth, you feel you are exposed. Allah knows you better than what you think of yourself.
And
Jeffrey Nell, it's called Struggling with Surrender. In Super Mathematics, by the way, at home, in Kansas City, the only other man has. And he has another book called Feeding in the Spark. Beautiful book. Now, Feeding in the Spark, like Spreading Surrender. And actually, this is what he basically says, that this is where really Spark is looking for himself within himself. And you become more honest when you look yourself within yourself. Now, so this is why when people talk about building the human personality, they use the word actually, they use the word this way. أما من خاف مقام ربي مقام is position and this is why I believe some of them are 11, 12, 20 they call it مقام الإيمان مقام العبادة مقام الشكر مقام الخوف مقام الرجاء مقام الصبر مقام الطاعة like this word is where it comes is my position with Allah how patient I am how fearful I am how do I believe in Allah how curious I am how fearful how hopeful how and all of these things actually that generate these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about the human personality. Now this is my third one in 21 verses. The third one is that to develop the human personality does not mean that you become a good guy and you pray too much or you fast too much or you think the act, what's called the act of worship that you do. Like, by the way, any act of worship, our daily prayer, our Jum'ah prayer, Ramadan, the fasting of Ramadan, even Hajj, none of these is an end to itself. You might just stumble to pray a lot, but it's very hard. Right? Person can be like that. You get a person who goes to Hajj 3-4 times, it doesn't change his character. You get a person who might be fasting all the time. So when it comes to a real sense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it's a failure. Because people think these acts are ends in themselves. Exactly the opposite. Look at how the Quran talks about each one of them and then see where it ends and the new law. Take the prayer. Allah says, when you pray five times the prayer, He says that it's a foundation of Salah. What else? Allah will become guarantee? No. He says, first of all, وَقُرُودًا وَعَلَى دِينِكُمْ And the prayer is just like the chant in the life of Moses. Now, immediately after the prayer, and he says, Salaamu Alaikum, Salaamu Alaikum, see the behavior of the people after the prayer. They completely forget what they did in prayer. Right? And Allah says, the prayer is like a small chant to spill over now what you do. It's why the Prophet says, رحم الله رجلا, he didn't say pray well, he said, سمح, good. إذا باع when he goes to deal with business. اشترى buys or sells. اقتضى he charged people. Now, if that effect of the prayer does not reflect on your dealing, the prayer is useless. Now, look at the word. إذا قضيت الصلاة وفيه الأسئلة بلغة دور القضاء قضيت قضيت قضاء in Arabic means as if you fulfill something يعني indeed to the point of perfection right? None of us does the prayer to the point of perfection why? This remember playing playing prayer just go back by yourself if you don't have a confession or you don't have prayer just go back and try to remember when you start saying Allahu Akbar and then to the prayer. How many things came to your thoughts? How many times? Sometimes I tell people after they pray, ask them, what did you read in the prayer? They don't remember. Because sometimes you get to prayer after 9. And the Prophet said it. He said, people will lie behind me. That's the Prophet said. And then each one of them will get a portion of the reward of prayer. Until he used, لا يناله إلا عشرة. One tenth of it. ربع, one fourth. خمسة, one tenth. One half of it. Why? Because when people line up, then something will have put for God. Right? That he stands in line, yes or mine, stands for me and so on. What you don't have control of, that depends on how much that thing is our heart. And this is why the prayer itself, you get it in your life, and then you see how it affects the other parts of your life. That's why when the Prophet was sworn in the land, they came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, this man loves it, he loves it, he loves it. He said, does he pray? He said, yes. He said, yes, the prayer will someday change. Why? Because if you pray properly, but imagine when you stand in prayer, many things that have been unfortunately misunderstood by your Muslims here. Because Muslims here try to misunderstand it. Like when you stand up in front of Allah and you say, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar became a word that turned the air shock of terror for Allahu Akbar. Actually, Allahu Akbar is here to humble yourself and say, Ya Allah, and nothing to our vision than you. It's why even when you start an animal, why do you say Allah Akbar? You get permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically. The fact that Allah gave you the power to take a life and cut an animal, it does not mean that you have any power. It is that what Allah has given you. And Allah is much more bigger than you. This is why somebody forces somebody and the Prophet said to him, fear Allah, because Allah can turn this against you and he can put somebody on you that's harsher than separate with my life. I can get a little boy and crush him, right? But then especially the man that gives someone with a bullet to crush him. And everyone has somebody. Not only this, even through time. A time will come when you become weak. You cannot be as strong as you are. Remember the days when Muhammad Ali was stained by Ali and Mush'arif, remember the other slide. Then you cannot even move. Wallahi, in the conference, I had to take his hand and put it in a jacket. You cannot even move his hand to put it in a jacket. Right? And this is where people should not forget, and they will come. Wallahi, I remember when my disciple came out of prison. You remember he came straight to headquarters, but that guy was the president of Islam. And they brought him to headquarters, and you know, seeing that he pulled his hat and said, Lord, come to the end of the room. He said, fine. People said, get there. I sat listening to whom I was sitting. I was sitting here, Muhammad Ali was on this quiet, and my disciple was on this quiet. And I was sitting in the middle. I said to my disciple, that guy, mine, now I'm not giving this steel, this pain, because someday it's going to be knocked off. And it happened, because something existed. And I said to him, remember what happened to Muhammad Ali. So speak to Allah, the source of power, humbly, because it was exactly what I was saying. And then I asked him, I call these things, by the way. But I saw the last and the last that he went through, and all these came to my mind. I said, I changed, and he was so proud of himself. And this is what Allah says, no matter how Allah gave you, be grateful to Allah. Because this is not going to stay for long. And that's how Muslim actually is. Now, let me quickly go through the words and most of that. Look at then Jum'ah prayer. Now Jum'ah prayer is the weekly talk. It's bigger than the daily talk that you have, right? What does Allah say? He says that إِذَا قَبْضِيَ الصَّلَىٰ فَبْتَشِمُ فِي الْعَرْضِ وَبْتَوُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Which means, you come out of the prayer, now you have the ceremony, you have the reminder, you pray to the jama'ah, you shook hands with the brother, you smile. Now, what would this prayer do to you when you go back to your divinity? Does it reflect in your being? Does it show that character that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard from you or not? Now, take Ramadan. Ramadan is a yearly fast. Like you have a daily fast, then you have a weekly fast, and now you have what we call a yearly fast. Now, what is yearly fast? Now, Allah says when Ramadan comes, and this is how the companions from this received the month. They used to say, you used to wait for 6 months praying to Allah to have to see next Ramadan. So they would tend to cleanse all our sins and all our weaknesses and all the kingdoms, all the things that he said. They said when Ramadan comes, from the time we finish Ramadan and till the next Ramadan we sit for the 6 months praying to Allah to accept our fast from Ramadan. Because it's sweeter. Now, you would think that's the end. It's not the end, it's the new. Look at how Allah says it after that. He says, وَلِتُقْنِ الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ So Ramadan is actually another reminder of us being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we become very show gratitude to Allah. We humble ourselves to Allah, hoping that Allah will release us from the things that we are in. Now, quickly, the peak of our Ibadah is what Hajj. Right? When the Prophet says that if you go to Hajj and perform Hajj, you come back as if you are born anew. Right? You think Hajj is a little? In the old days, you know, countries where people, when they go to Hajj, they have all these goals, friendship, Hajj, Islam, and you get the title of Hajj, and if you achieve something, and Allah gives you this. And the same person can go back and drink alcohol, can drink back to steal and stuff, because they think Hajj has a problem. Now, look at how Allah again changes. Uses the same word he used for prayer, for Jum'ah for Eid. He says, إِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. When you are over-completing all your Hajj requirements, manasik, like the tawaf, the sa'i, the ihram, the thing that you have. What does Allah say? He says, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَذِكِرُكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. That Hajj should be a turning point in your life as a Muslim. That's the real sign when you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me a chance to make Hajj. Now for Hajj, I have to be good here. I have a chance to clean my face and to start all over again, which means I am very far better than what I was before. And because Allah says, when Hajj is over, now this is the time to sit down and remember Allah more than what you remember of your own journey. Isn't that what the game for it? And this is how we keep building your testament. Now, this is why we have to say our faith in Jesus is free. We have great faith on faith. And also there is a diminishing effect on our faith. How it diminishes is by the bad company. يعني when you are in the bad company, you have to hear, when you forget Allah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. If a person does not all the time keep on his, thoughts or fears with Allah, at the time of coming, we meet and then we forget Allah and we forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let us just quickly, this is important, the last point I have here, is what kind of character the Prophet alayhi wa sallam produces? How does he develop their personality? Where the people the same, sure you know. The best example, I can give you the four known to all of us, and then I add one personality. And see how they look, how they are. The four people that we know are the Khulafa. The four Khalifas. Because the Prophet said that after me, it would be a period of Khilaf. And this Khilaf would be like, and to be blessed when the footsteps on the Prophet. Then you have one commission of all that happened. If you read the predictions the Prophet made, then this is what it is. Anything he said is going to happen to the Muslim Ummah, it happened before. And actually the people who documented this took it in one time. Give an example. In his lifetime, the Prophet was asked by one of his companions, some of the scholars related to Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. There is a companion related to Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman. He said people used to ask the Prophet about good things. Family asked in the word, yes, Aluna Allah Ani Khayr. Good things. He said, I will ask Allah. And one of us, you know, you must talk about, good things about Islam. You never talk about black people. One guy I know is a dictator about the service school. Of that, a real bright person for the school, my way. I was very critical of the service school, right? But you want to look here, but then you want to say, oh, that is it. Yeah, you have here to be critical about that, right? So Hudhayfa said, كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير. People want to ask about good things. I used to ask about evil and he said nothing. He said, pull the out from us. He said, don't want it. We didn't get here. This is care of everyone. Well, I tell Allah to have a khayr. And there is a lot of evil. We used to think Al-Qaab used to change, even dogs. He never gave him better than a wife. He used to rob people. All of that khayr. Then Allah brought up and set him up by this khayr, the good. Is there going to be something bad? He said, yes. As Allah said, one of the hadith said, really 50 years we hit humanity. Really 50 years. And you can see exactly happening here. If people are fruitful, they'll be drawing these 5 miles.
people who are traitors will be taken up for service and vice versa. And he says the most serious people will be in charge of the Ummah. He didn't see what father was doing, what kind of people are these? The reason they are. Many of them, Asada has killed a lot, and this was one of my favorite topics, we are looking at what he said. And one of the things, that's what I say, now, he said, the Qur'an of the Ummah, the Imam said, actually about the whole passage of the humanity. He said, it will be this era of prophethood. And what will be from the prophet, after prophet, after prophet. And then I'll be the last prophet. After me, there will be no prophet. Or no prophet. People will come and claim, but they will not have anything to prove that they are prophets or messengers. There's nothing for them. And he mentioned about 30 of them. And you know, they will claim that they are prophets. Now then he said, after this era of prophethood, it will be an era of what we call the guided Khilafah. Khilafah, Rashid. And it will be right on the pattern, ala minhaj al-nubuwwah. And in one of the hadith actually said, and it will be very serious. Why by that? Now, if you add the Quran for Makkah from there, 2 months, the 3 years, 3 months, right? See, they will be said, that of Umar bin Khattab. Now, how many? 10 years? Then you have Umar bin Affan, the longest, 20 years. You have that time of the fourth Khalifa Ali bin Abi Talib, exactly 5 months and a half. It actually makes 29 years and a half. The 6 months of Al-Hasan before he hands over to the Muwayya, 6 months, right? Actually, when Hussein from the Mab'an was very angry with Al-Hasan, he said, how do you explain the Khilafah to him? He said, something in our father, the Prophet, said that, to be thirsty. That's right. And actually, then the Prophet said it will be a rule where people become forced against their will. You know, all the Umayyads, the Abbasids, the Ashimis. Then the Prophet said it will be a long period of tyranny. Where actually he used the word Arab, but it is Viking, which means Jesus Christ. You know, someone told me, Joseph on this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then ultimately he said, but after this is free, then we are not going to have one. And this would be the hardest time Muslims are going for. And this is a time when he said, Muslims are going to be very deep from inside. You see a lot of bloodshed, a lot of tyranny, a lot of means of oppression, lots of things. And people said, after all of this, said, after all of this. Now, that's back to my question again. After all of this, said after all. Now, then he said, but ultimately, he's going to be that justice and peace, this one. And then he said, from the second, and then he said, anything. Now, that series of Khilafah, look at the character we have. The way the Prophet describes the people, it shows you that you can be a Muslim of a good Muslim character, but of a different nature. How? Look at the words. He says, أَرْحَمْ أُمَّتِي بِأُمَّتِي أَبَا بَكَرٍ. The kindness, the meanness, the most tender was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows. His face was so immense, he was so humble, so gentle. He said, أَشَدُّ مِنْ حَقْ عَمَرٍ. Umar bin Khattab was a man who was firm, was very strong. This was even Aisha. Whenever she used to talk about Hafsa, the daughter of Umar, the wife of the Prophet, every time we get into hadith, statements of Aisha saying, قَالَتْ حَفَّةَ and we find the ulama, which is in two verses, what she said, وَكَانَتْ بِنْتُ أَبِيهَا. And she was the daughter of Hafsa. She was a very strong character of Ulam. And then he goes to Ali ibn Uthman ibn Affan. He used to say, وَأَشَدُّ الْحَيَاءً أَوَصَوْا الْحَيَاءً لِلْإِسْلَامِ. You know, Uthman, one time the Prophet was sitting in the house, and then Abu Bakr al-Siddiq came in, and Aisha, his brother, was there. She said, the Prophet is in the room. He is just laughing, feeling very loud. Then after who came over to Khattab, there was not, she would open it. She said, he didn't move. And he didn't go. He's feeling like this, somebody comes, he goes. Then Ali ibn Abi Talib came and the Prophet didn't move. When the Usman ibn Affan came in, she said, I look to the Prophet, make sure that he's well covered, well collected, properly seated. And then when the Usman came in, and then Aisha, she was very sharp by the way.
She said, when people left, I asked her. I said, I noticed that when my father walked in, he was sitting as relaxed as he was. When Umar al-Khattab came in, he didn't change position. When Hilal came in, I noticed that she needed a special effort to make sure that you are well covered, you are sitting properly, you are upright, things are in order. The Prophet said to her, Hilal, even the angels sorry for this. And when this man walks in, I have to make sure that I don't leave anything in front of him that will hurt him. Hello? Now, why did I say this? Because sometimes in our community, let me get this to our reality now, we think sometimes a person must find somebody with many stuff, real stuff. And people think, oh, this is not pleasant. It could be pleasant. You like that. You get somebody sometimes very lame, very kind person, and they want to say, not that, that's the thing. And so forth. So it actually fits all these things and these pattern that we have. Last type of character. And I'm going to throw it away. In the history of Islam, there was a young man. And this young man was a very young man. My king, a very young man. A child was brought to his childhood by the Prophet. He saw his Abu Sayyid and was a young man. So the Prophet sent him to the palace of the court, right? And this man walked near the palace. And this is a physical resemblance of what we want to have the culture. And he was a response. I mean, this man comes with all the, and he didn't have all the protocol that people have. And they say, he's just a spirit. How do you want to talk? They take their beard and they stand up to him from us. So the king asked him, swiftly, he said to him, what brought you here? Why are you here? He said to him, very simple words. He said, Jina Lilukhrija Man Shah Allah. He came here to take out whoever Allah wills. Allah the Father, the Lord of Allah. From the ibadat to the ibadat to the ibadat to Allah, the one who is Allah. This is the reason. That he came here to take people, whoever Allah wills of them, from worshipping people to worshipping Allah who created them. When we go to the Ajjal, إلى عدل الإسلام and save them from all these two justices of faith where people are put in bondage, where people were left up in their thinking, where people have thought wrong things about the faith, to clear the way for them to see the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the faith of Allah. And the third thing he said, ونضيخ الدنيا إلى سحة الدنيا والآخرة. And that we as Muslims came to relieve people from the tightness of this dunya, because everyone is scared to die, everyone is scared to get sick, everyone sometimes commits to die because he just gets locked up and he loses every hope. To stretch this to the hope that Allah has extended between this dunya and the akhir. So the most important part, as Allah says in the Quran, live your life as if you are going to die tomorrow. Your mind is not tomorrow. And continue living your life as if you are going to have a lot. You never know how long you are going to live. Yesterday, one of our brothers in the Nation, Sheikh Wendy, mentioned this little hadith of the Prophet that gives that hope for us. And all the people of the correct way, and they call it hadith of Safir. Safir in Arabic is a plant, like the plant of Islam. The Prophet says, if you see the main colors of the animal, many times when the heavens are rattled, when the clouds are falling, when the sun is split, when the volcanoes erupt, when everything is going to be, and this is what the Prophet told us that is going to happen towards the end of time. Then at that time, he says, if you have a small plant in your hand, don't block it and say, well, time is up. You never know how long that is going to be planted. Maybe somebody will benefit from it. And this is exactly what we are in developing our personality. Okay, Muslims all the time. All the time we think of the other. Unfortunately, in many Muslims today, we think about ourselves. Think about the other. The minute you think about the other, we come up, we become fair, and this actually summarizes this little hadith that I think every Muslim knows and every Muslim will live in life. When the Prophet says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب له. That none of you believe
and changing gears of life, where you look for your brother, what actually you look for yourself. I put it on the other, and I conclude, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me the energy to Allah, the Prophet, my pride, all the society, the society, and the chakras, and our sex services. And to do that, we take it from the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah to give it. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you for taking me, taking me for my sex. Assalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
I don't know how much is coming.
Anyway, very, very, I'm very informed.
Okay.
Now, can you shoot your question on
the other side? I visited in the U.S. and I visited several mosques. I went to the Care Conference in Washington. And from noticing the activities or inactivities of many of the Islamic countries in some other valley, many Muslims, including myself, do not even reach 50% of their potential in terms of A, being able to deliver what is deliverable, living in some life, but also B, we have a dual responsibility to sympathize, but also of defending and promoting Islam. The constraints are endless. Whether it's family, whether it's personal obligations, whether it's, but there seems to be a need for either counseling, guidance, and I know that there is a Muslim organization, there's a disconnect between the challenges and the Islamic community. For example, a community in Scotland, a mosque, is used simply for prayers. And the demography of those that attend the mosque is 60 years and up. So the Islamic youth basically messed up in the society. I don't know whether my question is clear, but there is. Okay, I'll stop there.
Can anyone in the temple?
Gentlemen. The first part of that, I'm sorry, I'll never again.
Now, alhamdulillah, I said yesterday, in the Qur'an of today, it's not 38 years since I came here. I've got all my instruments, First time I came here, my teacher was born. I came on the same program. And that's why I was teaching at the University of Sudan. And that's why we start opening up to the United States. They're very tired and used to look at the state of the democratic community and so on. And so I visited David in that tour. Remember the new brothers here. And I knew it was from a long time. I said yesterday a lot of people when I came here. Because they got in the door and said Ramadan and we have that's the new temperature. People eat from Ramadan outside the houses. So the therapy like a part of the meal, everybody came to his trail and took some taking pictures and get a TV and remember that. So I came back when I was in the service because I think there have been many I can safely say at least the only Muslim community in the United States, not only because it's in Canada as well. And not only in Canada is very similar to where they are, but I've got a problem. Now, one of the things that I'm going to say to you is true. The potential the Muslims have, and I've been saying this, and I think I came here from fundraising in the service when I did the fundraising from the church. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you are truly a believer, each one of us has the potential to send others. That's the Quran. We have to look at the shuru of the world, yet we are saying, follow. If there are 20 stories, they have the potential to take 200. They should follow them. Actually, the Quran even forces them by saying, we have to look at the shuru of the world. And if you didn't say anything, say anything. Even when you say we are weak, and no one is relatively weak, even as the weakness, you can double our enemy. For Allah says, and Aaron, خفض الله عنكم وعلم أن فيكم ضعف. This means, يعني, if you read the Quran, the day to end the job one time, anything you really want to look for, go and read just search in the Quran. It's even at the end. And Aaron, خفض الله. Allah is easy, because you know sometimes you are mean.
ليأخذ من كلنا يغلبوا لأجله. يعني أي مسلم كان دبل الإفرط الإنرجي كرايسيس. فالـ Don't forget what Allah already said. According to the history of the Prophet, Allah said Allah has this thing from the time of Adam عليه السلام, Prophet Bayani عليه السلام, and all the Prophet Jabba, and he said to Muhammad. And Allah said what in the Quran. ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذي أوحينا من عبادنا. Classes in the Quran. Allah said, خلاص. Allah preserved the book, protected it, put all the prophets, everything that they need in this room, and Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then had these over for us. Where did this start? He said, فَمِنْكُمْ ظَالِمُونَ لِنَفْسِهِ. Among Muslims, in every community, I'll tell you figures right there. I'm cutting off of a very obsessive number. I don't like to talk out from that. We did a case of seven, joint statistics, Canada. We got all this information about how many Muslims are there, the distance, accepted, and so on. We can know that today, that time, that's why I think it's 290 Muslims. We have between 150,000 to 160,000 Muslims in Lebanon. We went to every place where Muslims are praying. You know, they have this calculator for them, and we count everyone going in for it. In that thing that we did for the Eid, and every day, we have the CNN, the Canadian National Exhibit, Jami Masjid, Arena in East Francis Scarborough, Airport, Arena, every place that people pray, you want to know who comes out for them. At that time, I read up to Islamic communication. And I tried to see where the community is, where the support, where the place is from. That's part of it. The total number of people that came for Eid was 43,000. I mean, that's wow. Do you remember? But out of how much? 150. Now, there are more than 100,000 Muslims in Toronto. They don't even show up for it. We went for Friday, every college, university, mosque, community center, count to see how many people are there. 17,000. But there are more than 130,000 Muslims don't shop together. We went for prayers in every month. I used to go to every month. And I used to ask. I go and borrow the chief from the president or the secretary, open the mosque, call the Iqama, call the Azan, pray, close the mosque, and I will show that. But this is what Allah said. He said a large group of so-called quote-unquote Muslims in this land. They're doing the system. Well, minimum, around this group, so that you don't need them to stop it. In other words, most of them in Arabic, some of them very familiar. These are Muslims who are out there. They might be good Muslims. They might be more knowledgeable than us. Might be more wise than us. But they are good for themselves. That's why we don't show them. Now, this is the bracket of Muslims. If that Muslim group is not really here in this building, you know, I came here before this building was bombed. This one of the most exciting buildings they have. It's the violence, the river, the big rock, the Iran, mashallah. You know, you have to hear. You look at this small portion of people. You know that Muslims now more than us. I work for 100 years before I know these people. I went to Philadelphia, they broke up a movie theater, and they turned into a mosque. An opera house is hidden in New Jersey. So if you see that little section that Allah says will mean him, what we are trying to do in America, again, you look at that, is to broaden this. I can assure you, even what happened like September 11th and all of this thing that we have, anything is bad for Muslims. Remember, Allah knows what is bad for Muslims. Anything that happens, the Prophet says, anything that happens, so whether it's good or bad, it's good for the Muslims. Why? Sometimes you don't make a call. Do you know that? And first, did you see this peace plan when they had, not the Sefer, even before the Sefer, at Martin Luther King's birthday, they had a special session. It was taken by one of these NBC flights, the African American brother, and he wrote to know what is the Hadith of Hafiz. Did you see it? And they were celebrating the birthday of Martin Luther King. Among the people who were there, was a professor from Harvard, her name is Lina. Talking about using the card. Here in the person when I watch the program, I write the names, the dates, the people, the statements, and she discovered mine. because they have these 10-20 families of them. Unfortunately, they are very bad writers. I told them to go by linear selection. What is the other? This is not a writer, but I want to write. But I see something here. This professor from Harvard of Linda said the following. That was about 6 months after the meeting. She said, we have a center on this, what we call the comparative committee in this call. She said, we are generalizing looking through surveys and interviews. This is Harvard. And she said, before September 11th, only 14% of the Americans knew exactly what Islam is. That is a religion, it has a book to say, it's not teaching, it's not an Arab religion, it's not an Arab God, it is not some progression or this and that. She said, 6 months after September 11th, just before that, it's the same thing, same time. If you go on, sometimes you go on the archive, and I get to my ask for the case again. She said, after 6 months after that, this nation went from 14% to 69%. Now, because people now rush to the libraries, the bookstores, you know, even the people by the way, even more Fox News and Riot, I saw these things, and a weird person who really wants to live here and here. Sometimes they have a name, actually these people are making fools of themselves. And sometimes, unfortunately, they put Muslims, who made me tell you, I didn't have these guys slapped me up on the head. Don't worry anymore. But you're not okay. Now, so that's why I'm saying to you, yes, what you have said is right. But if you look at what also Muslims did over the period of time, give you a good example. When I came to France in 1977, I came back to France to study in 1977. I used to think to them, mashallah, I have quite a kid born, my father, so this finish is a very big deal, I didn't know. Now, when we came to Toronto, there were three Muslims. Jami' Masjid, which is an orphan of the Syrian church, we called him Abu Masjid, the father of the mosque. I used to be the imam of that Muslim by then. And then there was a small house, it was an old-age house, called the Islamic Foundation of Torch Avenue. And there was a small house, surprisingly, as early as 1977, for the Croatian center. Huh? Now look at what happened in Toronto. Islamic Foundation now is a multi-million complex. From primary school, it's the largest mosque area in the United States and Latin America. Huh? It's Islamic Foundation changes. Jami' Masjid remains Jami' Masjid. You know what it is, but we want it to be just like a course of life. Croatian Center is a big mosque now, not that small house. And there are 48 Muslim mosques built in the United States. We have a map. I don't have a map. You know this? Red map, the card, we need a map. You come to France, you take the map and you stop us. I took my feet into a trip. From France to the country. I went to the community from there to the north. You know, I told my children, we are going to pass a count of the we are. You lie in that. From France to Los Angeles, we still need 48 to a small so I went back home to Islam, I told my mom today, I told her if we can do 48 lessons in America, we have to spend to go to 200 months before we finish our 100, and we did it. 200 months, yeah. If you see the number of the people, in the ancient world, the kingdom is huge. Half of the campaign now is against the Muslims. From people are not working for under a fellow effect, if you want to survive, you can have some value. But there is a thin layer of people who start to feel, wow, we should really love these Muslims. We should really start to really scale them. But they forget that this means is not what I do or what you do, it's what Allah does. You know, in Umar bin Khattab got his dad, and his daughter Hafsa called his brother, and she said to him, your father is staff, this is what he said, no, because his love is bad. That's what he was, knew that if he continues by this, he was bad. So he said to him, I know that he, I heard he didn't want to pick up someone to look after this thing. Why don't you go and call the doctor? Look at how he cares, his father, this is so good. Then he said to him, yeah, I mean, our angel of Al-Rahim, this is Kama'a, this is not a zero man that he is. He's a somebody who hired somebody, look after his family, and then this person was hired, leave them and go. ألا ترى أنه قد ضيع وتسمى إلى استدلال مصر وما تبيع حتى الجزء في سبتهم ألا ترى أن رعاية الناس أحق وأولى وتسمى إلى أحسن في فرصة مور ويبيع الناس أولى الإسلام يسمى عبد الله إن الله يحفظ دينه فالله will protect this You know that the Bible came to the Moses Kaaba of Allah, and he told him, we went to the Moses Kaaba. It's fine. He went and gathered his family, his animals, and he found the man came to him and said, are you leaving? He said, yes. And he just said, he said, this is my property. But this property, it has a lot of pressure, right or wrong. So we Muslims really should tell everyone that this thing Allah promised to protect. This goes back to this. See how many things that people thought Muslims are not going to be there at all. The day they come in, this Allah makes this new job. And this is what, by the way, and Allah is going to protect and make sure. But I'm going to leave this one. Hi. Allah was so well. رضي الله عنه حتى يفيد غلاب أليم كنت بيئة في الكيب روى سلمان رضي الله عنه سلمان was a companion of the prophet he said أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال the prophet said إن الله زوى لي الأرض إن الله الله by the way زوى العلماء in the United States in خم جمع ضم actually زوى in Arabic from the root word زوى and that was a corner and because the earth is very something that doesn't have a corner right? And this is why, like Shaykh al-Khan Jinnah says, it's all in practice, كُلَّا نَقُلْ تَفَلَّكَ الْجَارِيَةَ وَفَلَّكَ الْمَرْضَةَ And they knew the earth is spherical. Because they say, well, again, some short time of Unagod, we say, how fresh become like the planet, the way that Allah uses in the Quran about the planet. All she is going to spill it, when they spill the wool and cloth. You know, it lies on an axis of fire. قال رأيت مشارقها ومغاربها يعني الله كان the airport I saw the east on the west وإن أمتي this أمة محمد سيبلغ منكم ما طالب الفرد الساعة إلى دولة الإسلام ما جئ لي منها خلاص وأعطيت الكنزين الأحمر والأحمر الله يعني the two trails وسألت ربي now I was worried أن لا يجيب أمة في سنة عامة لا أعطى الله لبس أن الحمد الله be wise by the God of calamity قال he gave it to me وأن لا يصدق عليهم عدوا and any from outside will not harm them وأن لا عدوا عليهم من سوى أنفسهم it's not except from them let's assure and I say this loud If it is not Muslims from within, nobody will do anything from without. I'm talking about America, London. America will not have achieved a single victory in Afghanistan came from Muslims in Afghanistan from within. I just came, I was watching the news by the CNN, and there is a commercial about this hawk, the ship in Somali. Somali being a group to help the government from outside. It never happened. It is that people come to us, me and you, come to Jesus, make me against you, and then they do it. The Prophet gives this prophet for two mentions of us. Now, look at the continuation of it. He says, in Narabi Khal, I just copied it. Sometimes I do it, I copy something. Although I'm aware of the hadith, I want people to come and say, take it, go and read it, and you find it. قال, in Narabi Khal, Ya Muhammad, إذا قضيت قضاء فإنه لا يرد. Allah says when I make a decree, it will never be turned down. وَأَعْطَيْتُكَ لِأُمَّتِكَ And I gave to your ummah that one, they will not be wiped out by disaster. They will never be wiped out by external enemy, but they have to be careful among themselves. They can hurt each other. قال وَلَا أُخَلِّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ عَدُوٌ مِنْ سِوَى أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَسْتَذِيقُ بَيْضَهِمْ وَلَوْ اجتمع عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ دَأْفَارِ The whole universe. Rather, if the Muslims are not from inside me, let's be sure. No, when we do it, let me do it first. قال وليجتمع عليهم حتى يكون بعضهم يملك بعض وبعضهم يسلي بعض يعني we conspire, we hand over, we give people أخي, he said, one of our writers, one time, he said, speaking, he got very angry because we were thinking, he said, هذا بلانتي أنا هذي صلحي This is your crime, nonsense, reality, now enjoy it, have a dance, have a bath here. This is what we need to explain. The conclusion of this hadith, قال, this is very good for the Muslim, and in right to this. Now this is care. This is what we say. And I'm saying this as a Muslim. And yesterday I think you said that I said it.
if I care for you as much as I care about myself, we have absolutely no money. If I compare against you and compare against me, and you be very weak, that will be what I have. Now, in America here, yes, the system can outside my show. But actually, even in that small group of people, if you see what Muslims did, against all the pressures that are going through, I personally think we just do what Allah has said, and again, we will be back in the Quran, and we will be back in the Quran, and we will be back in the Quran, for Allah, forgive us, and forgive those who are corrupt for Allah, they may not have done all that they are supposed to do, so forgive us if we can and help us today. Inshallah.